Over the next 8 days, especially next Tuesday, millions of Americans will be going to the polls to vote. Donald Trump has been talking about a rigged election and has encouraged his supporters to watch polling places. That sparked concerns about vigilante poll watchers intimidating voters they suspect of committing fraud. NPR's Pam Fessler reports that poll watching groups insist they'll follow the rules for monitoring the polls, but civil rights groups are on alert just in case.
There have already been some disturbing incidents. In Durham, North Carolina, a voter reported someone videotaping license plates outside an early polling site. In West Palm Beach, Florida, a voter complained of being intimidated by a rowdy group of electioneers. And a right-wing group called Oath Keepers has appealed to its members, mostly former military and police, to go undercover at polling sites and collect intelligence about possible fraud. Here's Stuart Rhodes, the group's president, in an online video.
We're asking to go out as part of our call to action to go and hunt down, look for vote fraud and voter intimidation and document it to do the best we can to stop at this election.
And there are other efforts as well. A Texas-based group called True the Vote has a smartphone app for people to document any incidents of voter fraud that they see at the polls. And conservative activist Roger Stone, an informal advisor to Republican Donald Trump, is organizing something called Stop the Steal. He plans to have a couple of thousand volunteers outside mostly Democratic-controlled precincts in places like Philadelphia and Cleveland to conduct exit polls as evidence of whether or not the election has been rigged. Stone insists the poll takers won't be there to intimidate, just to ask a few questions.
Pardon me, did you just vote? Yes, I did. Would you mind participating in this exit poll for purposes of determining the accuracy of the election? No, thank you. I'd rather not. Okay, thanks. Have a great day. It's that simple. There's no intimidation. And it's after they voted. Who would go intimidate voters after they voted? What would be the point of that?
Election protection. This is Meredith. How can I help you?
But in the current political climate, liberal voting rights groups are extremely skeptical. They've recruited thousands of lawyers and other volunteers to monitor the polls on Election Day for signs of intimidation. The coalition, called Election Protection, has already fielded tens of thousands of calls at its Washington, D.C. hotline.
Most certainly, we are receiving more complaints this election cycle.
Kristen Clark is president of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, which is leading the effort. She blames Trump's repeated call for his supporters to monitor the polls for cheating, which he claims is widespread, despite evidence to the contrary.
What we're seeing is basically a clarion call for people to go out and lurk outside of polling sites. I think that all of this presents cause for concern.
Especially, she says, because many of the efforts seem targeted at areas with large numbers of minority voters. And today, Democrats filed several lawsuits against state Republican parties, the Trump campaign, and Roger Stone, claiming that they're conspiring to prevent such voters from voting, something Republicans deny. All of this comes amid heightened concerns among election officials about confrontations at the polls. But Republican election attorney Ben Ginsburg thinks some of those fears are overblown, in part because states have rules governing who can and can't monitor voting and what they can and can't do.
Vigilantes cannot come waltzing into a polling place and start disrupting the voting. So I tend to think that this is more the pregame hype.
In fact, the Trump campaign appears to be directing those who sign up on its website to monitor the polls to state GOP efforts to appoint official Election Day poll watchers. But it's the unofficial ones, especially those outside polling places, that people like Kristen Clark are most worried about. Pam Fessler, NPR News.